Hi, everybody. Today's passage is Mark chapter 5. We're going to be reading from verses 21 through 34. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 34. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garments. For she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." In some ways, today's devotion and tomorrow's is a two-parter, so make sure to come back again tomorrow, because we see a couple different characters, and I'm just going to focus on one of them. The first character we see is this man Jairus, who we're told is one of the rulers of the synagogue, and then we also see this woman with a 12-year-plus illness. Again, I'm going to focus on Jairus more tomorrow, because he is sort of one of the main characters in tomorrow's passage. So today, I want to focus and spend the rest of our time looking at the story of this woman. We're not really told very much about who this woman is, because while Jairus has a name and a respected title, this woman actually has no name and is only known by the fact that she has been suffering from a bleeding issue for over a decade. We learn that even after she has spent all that she has, her condition only grew worse. In some ways, we can deduce that her identity, whether this identity was given to her by others or one she has accepted, is in her illness. She's known just purely as a woman who's had this bleeding illness. And I'm sure you can see how all of this is so tragic. Despite all of this, however, somehow this woman has enough faith to believe that if she even just touches Jesus' garments, she will be made well. And so she does that. She touches his garments and she's immediately healed. 12 years of bleeding, healed, gone, for good. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus senses that some power had gone out from him. And rather than just move on to Jairus' house, he stops and eventually encounters the woman who was healed. And this stands out to me because I believe this shows us Jesus' heart of love and compassion. You see, Jesus was not simply in the business of healing like a doctor might be. This is not a knock against doctors, but for a few years ago, I ruptured my Achilles tendon, which required a surgery to reattach it. All in all, the surgery went well, and I was really grateful for the doctor who had performed this procedure. And obviously, we didn't know each other very well or anything, but I felt very thankful. I felt a sort of almost a connection. And so I was eager to thank him the next time that I saw him at a follow-up visit. Yet, when I went to that follow-up visit after the surgery, if I remember correctly, I think I might have seen him for maybe just a couple minutes, if even. He came in, did a very quick check, and said everything was good, and then left. It was up to the resident or something at the time to confirm, you know, all the different things that he said. I remember feeling a little bit disappointed, to be honest, which is a little bit strange, but you know, I felt disappointed. Sure, I was on my way to recovery, and he was really polite and professional about it all, but it was still a little disappointing, anticlimactic even, that I had essentially no meaningful FaceTime with the man who had treated me, who had helped me to get back on this road to recovery. Again, I'm not saying this to badmouth the doctor or doctors in general. In fact, I think this is quite normal for doctors, especially surgeons, who want to be quick and efficient. But at the same time, This stands out to me because it shows me just how significant Jesus' decision to stop truly was. Jesus' mission on earth wasn't just to heal as many people as possible. If that was all he cared about, if all he cared about was getting the job done, just fixing as many people as possible, then I think he would have just walked around zapping people to full health. Or in this case, even after he felt this power leave, he would have noticed it and then maybe just kind of shrugged and went on. He might have simply thought something like, well, add that to the tally, there's one more, and then just went on his day. But instead, Jesus saw and acknowledged this woman. He stopped what he was doing, looked into her eyes, gave this nameless woman a new identity, calling her daughter. He recognized her faith and blessed her. You see, Jesus wasn't just about healing and just getting the job done. Jesus was about care, compassion, and intimate encounter. That's who Jesus is. So I'd like for us to take a moment to reflect on our own life. Are there any areas of your life that need healing? Maybe it's a physical condition or illness, or maybe there's an area of emotional hurt that you've been holding on to or nursing for some time. Firstly, I encourage you today to be like this woman and act boldly. Pray bold prayers. Take bold measures to find healing. Maybe it's been many years without much change, or maybe there are obstacles to healing, sort of like the equivalent of this crowd to this woman. Well, I encourage you to continue to pursue healing today. In Jesus, there can be healing. In his power, in his name, in his authority, there is change and healing. But of course, don't just pursue healing. Let's also take it a step further. Let's pursue not just to be made well, but to encounter Jesus. That's what he desires. He's not looking to just be used as the thing that'll fix your issues. He wants to meet with you, to see you eye to eye, where if you're feeling shame or guilt, to lift up your head, that you might look into his gaze and feel and recognize and receive his love. He wants to acknowledge your presence, to reaffirm, or maybe for the first time, give you your identity as his child, so that you can dwell in his love. And so again, let's pursue healing, but more than just the healing, let's pursue the healer, the one who gives so freely and wants to be not just, again, the healer, but be in relationship with you. And with that, let me pray for us to close out this Devo. Father, I want to pray just right now for anybody who's listening to this, or even if not listening to this, those who are in our church who need healing, whether it be physical healing, emotional, mental healing of some kind. God, I pray for that you would heal, Lord, my brothers and sisters. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring about a freedom and a healing, God, that we would take steps of faith, like this woman, to go to you, to recognize that, yes, truly, Lord, you can and will heal. And God, we pray for that type of healing today. But Lord, more than just the healing, help us to pursue you. Because Lord, that's what you desire. You desire for us to know you, be known by you. You desire for us to hear what you have to say to us, that we are your son, we are your daughter, that we are beloved. You desire to bless us, God, with your presence, not simply just to heal our issues or our problems, but Lord, to be truly transformed and restored as we live a life with you. Thank you, Lord, that this is who you are. Help us to remember this each day. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.